let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Eddie McCoy went from being a world champion alpine ski racer at the age of 16 to experiencing heartbreak in the following Olympics. The heartbreak affected every area of her life, causing many wrong choices that stem from an identity of brokenness. Penny is currently a vibrant vessel fulfilling her God-given destiny by sharing God the Father's heart of life, freedom, healing, goodness, hope, faithfulness, unfailing love, release, and destiny through several avenues. Now, in her book, The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness, Penny uses the living examples of her life to bring the revelation that freedom from any kind of bondage, abuse, or imprisonment of your heart, mind, soul, emotions, and natural physical being and life is possible. You can be free from the worst kind of sorrow, disorder, or hopelessness. It's an absolute that you can become who you are created to become and accomplish what you do and are destined to do. You can be free to be your God-breathed destiny. The author of The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness, Penny McCoy, back with us on This Week in America. Penny, excited to have you back and talking about this wonderful book you've written called The Ultimate Victory. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So much to talk about during the course of the program. And as you're reading The Ultimate Victory, you've got a theme, a consistent mantra throughout your book, The Ultimate Victory. Tell us a little bit about it and why you came up with this.
Okay. Well, the theme or the saying is you and I are no different. And life happens to all of us. And the wins and losses of it, the ups and downs, the disappointments, the times of fruitfulness, the seasons of doubt and faith, and the seasons where it's drought and the seasons of rain. And in that, every moment and every aspect of life, we all have to make choices. And we can either choose to win or lose with those choices. We can choose life or destruction or the high road or the low road, so to speak. And the question is, which way will we choose? So in that, you and I are no different, that we can either choose foolishness or we can choose wisdom.
Penny McCoy, our guest on the program, the book we'll be talking about, The Ultimate Victory, available wherever you'll find books. We'll direct you to stratton-press.com, their book section there. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Penny, in your book, The Ultimate Victory, you share that it was written with a certain framework or mindset. It's fascinating. Elaborate on that a little bit, if you will, please.
Okay, so it's really a book about a story about how I've lived, although it's not an autobiography, really. It poses as one. And it's about what I've learned victory means to me. And in that, I share significant and intimate events and seasons of my life with the hopes that I inspire the reader to win in their response to life and what it brings. And whether life brings hardships and suffering, or failure and guilt, or regret and shame, or relationship issues, or heartache and sorrow, or even if life brings blessing and the gift of life or the fame and fortune of life. It's a framework or mindset that you can have victory in all those things no matter what. Through the wins and losses of life that seek to entangle the whole of us or any part of us. They don't have to entangle us.
You do such an excellent job, and you're so believable as we're reading because of what you've gone through. It's not somebody that's had everything go their way that's telling their story. You're someone who's had to pick themselves up and go through life, and that's what's so powerful with this book and why it's resonating so well. The book is The Ultimate Victory. You've got, I know, a definite desire, a purpose for the book, The Ultimate Victory. Share that with us, because you really had us in mind as you were writing this.
Yes, I did. And I desire that this book is a powerful testimony of the goodness and the faithfulness of God that reaches to the skies, and that it's a testimony of his personal love towards us that never fails, because his love never fails. And in the Bible, it talks about we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So in other words, I'm hoping that my victory in this book can be your victory in this book. So I share stories and testimonies of my life in a very transparent and vulnerable form. And I want to be transparent and vulnerable because I can help people that way. Because no one can relate to a perfect person, not really. There's always fear involved with the expectations of being around a perfect person. But with me, I try in the ultimate victory to bring the solution to that fear, and that is to bring in God's perfect love that casts out all fear.
Penny's book is The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness. Penny McCoy, the author, book available at stratton-press.com and other places as well. I start by looking at the dedication. You can usually find out something about the author by reading the dedication. Intrigued to find that you dedicate the book to something rather than a person or several people. Tell us about the dedication of the book. This was unique. I like this.
Okay. Well, I dedicate my book to the wonderful wisdom of God and to the incredible greatness of his power to me and at work through me and at work on my behalf as I believe in him and do what he tells me to do without doubting in my heart. And I desire in that aspect of things that my book honor the love and the freedom and the goodness of God in all things of life, including the hardship and suffering and trials. Knowing that they're what give opportunity for God's fragrance to rise in the pain of life. And in that, I find that my weakness in my own natural self is actually my greatest strength a lot of times, because in my weakness, that's when God's strength can be performed. And really, it is simply understanding that I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, we don't have all the answers, and it's okay, because you and I are no different in this. Our dependence really needs to be solely on God for real success. And with that, I just share once again my weakness, my human frailty, my mistakes, my failures, and my utter brokenness, and how I overcame it with God so that my failures and mistakes and brokenness become vehicles to my ultimate victory in any given situation. And so I want to encourage the reader that their failures and brokenness and mistakes can also become their vehicles to their ultimate victory in any given situation.
It's interesting because, again, it's so relatable. We all go through the difficult times, and to come out on top as you have done. I'm fascinated by the title, The Ultimate Victory. Talk about that, how you came up with that, because it really, in three words, pretty well sums up the message, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I think in summing it up for you, I think the world system today is too much about the convoluted perspective of winning. And it's too much about me, myself, and I, and winning at all costs. Really, winning is everything in the world system of things. But I believe the ultimate victory, and it's my desire that it sheds a different light on winning. And in that, I shed a light that winning really is everything, but it's not as you think. Because it's not necessarily the fastest down the mountain or the most beautiful or the richest or the most famous or the most this, that, and the other thing. But I find true winning is much more than that. In fact, we don't really win at all unless we have a living and vital relationship with God. And when I say God in this sense, I mean the living Lord God Almighty, God in totality, the God that speaks, that has eyes that see, that has ears that hear, that has power to make the nations tremble. I mean, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, not a relationship with some guru or God consciousness or universe. I mean, the God that created us, the universe, and everything in it. And without that, and without working in concert with God in obedience to his direction, we only have a facsimile of the impact we're created to have. And we really are only a mock-up version of our authentic selves that God created us to be. In that, winning is not about selfish ambition or gold medals hanging around our neck as much as it is moment by moment obedience to the voice of God, not figuring anything out, but simply trusting him for the outcome. In that, it isn't about you, it isn't about me, but it's about him. It's about who he created us to be and what he created us to do.
Penny's book is The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness. The book available the usual places, stratton-press.com, a great place to start. And we'll have that link up on our website. Let's talk about the journey that you've been on. You talk in the book about being a world champion ski racer, only to leave the sport of skiing as a failure. You took on a new name that carried with it the identity of brokenness. Talk about that, because to understand where you are today, we need to see where you were not that many years ago. Talk about where you were and how you bounced back.
Yeah, well, I was third in the world, to bring it up to speed, I was third in the world in ski racing in the world championships, the youngest to ever win a medal in world championship ski competition. And to me, winning was first, so I wasn't really thrilled about it because I was third. Until my children started turning 16, I didn't really realize what I did. I was the hit of the world championships. The press loved me. Sports Illustrated wrote a feature article on me entitled Found a Pretty Penny. So that was my identity from then on out until I went into the Olympic year. The Olympic year, I was named number one to the team by points. And a week before, the coach took me off the team because of politics. My mom and dad were over there, so when I was taken off the team, I went over to their hotel and met with my dad. And as soon as I met with him and told him what happened, he got a call from the Olympic Committee from New York saying all he would have to do is reinstate me on the team, and they would reinstate me because he was the winningest coach at the time. And but I was under the U.S. ski team coach during this time.
Yes.
So I said, no, Dad, my heart has been broken. But more than that, I knew my spirit had been broken. And so I couldn't do it. And I learned at that time, there's a silver lining to everything, that I could never break. I didn't ever want to break anyone's spirit, especially the spirit of a child. Because without the miracle working power of God and us working with him, healing really doesn't happen. So the Olympics arrived, the coach put me in a tiny little hotel hobbit room outside of the Olympic Village, and nobody could speak with me. I was like the plague. He gave me a ticket for the opening ceremonies. So the day came with the opening ceremonies, and I tried to get in. I was at the entrance gate, and they said, well, you have the wrong ticket. You can't get in. So I found a place under the bleachers to get in, and I climbed in, and it was kind of muddy, so I got a little mud splattered and what have you. So I went in, I'm in the bleachers. Now I have to do this. So I put on my Olympic team coat. This is my Olympic team coat. And I watched the U.S. Olympic team march into the field. So I'm in there and I just begin to cry. And I go, now I'm the ugly duckling. And the worst thing was I felt I let my country down. It was like I was in the military or something and I let my country down. That was really hard. But from that time on, I took on the identity of ugly duckling and brokenness, and I began to make all my choices from that identity of brokenness.
You see, Penny, in the Olympic code, and this interview is being taped, videotaped as well, and we're on YouTube. The video version, you can get that by going to our website, clicking on videos, or going to YouTube and Googling it. Our YouTube channel is there. It's interesting. What was the first choice you made from that identity of brokenness? How did you turn this around? There had to be that first step. What was it?
Okay. So I actually made my first choice from the brokenness. I went on to the next World Cup race, not the World Championships, but a World Cup race in Norway. And my mom and dad left to go home. And I went in the race room the morning of the race. And the coaches usually tune and wax the skis and tape them together and all that. And I went in to get my race bib and my skis, and everybody had left for the hill. He told me the wrong time to leave for the hill. And then he hadn't done my skis. My skis were separated and the race bib was on the floor. And so I had to quickly do my skis and get my race bib on my own. And so I got to the mountain and I inspected the course on my own. And I slid into the starting gate. And I'm going, why am I really doing this? I don't really want to be here. What's the point anymore? And so anyway, I took off and skied and got in this steep canyon on the course. And it was fast. And I'm making the turns. And I think it was the last turn in the canyon. It was really fast. And I was barely going to make it. And I could have made it, but I just went, well, what's the point in making it? And I missed the gate. And so when I finished the race, I looked at the leaderboard and I was in fourth place. And then it got worse. I looked at my halfway time and I believe I was in second. And so at that point, I quit one turn too soon. You know what I mean? Yes. And then I lived life with regret. And I just kept thinking, what would have happened if I would have kept going? What would have happened if I would have finished that race in the top 10? What would my life have been if I hadn't given up? And why did I have to quit one turn too soon? And the fact of the matter is, I didn't have to quit. I just did. I quit one turn too soon because I was broken and there was no use. Or so the lie of brokenness told me there was no use. So in the book, I really encourage people, and I just want to encourage people not to quit one turn too soon, whether it's one lesson too soon, one counseling session, one day of research, one word too soon, one meeting too soon, one hug too soon, one call too soon, meeting too soon, book, song, or try or attempt too soon. And most of all, don't quit one I love you too soon, one forgiveness too soon, one act of dependence on God too soon, one prayer too soon. Just don't quit anything too soon.
Penny McCoy, our guest, her story is The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness. The book available, stratton-press.com, other places. Go to our website. You can link on there as well. Such a powerful testimony from Penny. And it seems as though your life centered and shaped by the athletic competition that you were talking about. What was the first defining moment that you had, and what did you learn from that?
Okay, at 6 years old, I was in my first ski race, and it was a downhill, and that's the fastest ski race. And the only thing I was concerned about was seeing my mom on the course, you know, making sure she saw me. So I'm going down the race, and I'm going, I haven't seen my mom yet. So I got in a snowplow and looked up and scanning the hill, and there was my mom, and I waved, and hi, Mom, and went back in my tuck. And then I got in the steep pitch at the end, and I, in the trees, and I went, ah, it was scary to me, so I sideslipped, and then I got through the finish and saw I was third, and I was 17 seconds behind, but that was third out of three people. So anyway, I'm going, I don't understand how come I'm so far behind. And the gatekeeper was right next to me, and she said, I do. I saw you sideslip through the trees. And so I learned that in life, you really don't hide. You think you might be hiding and that no one knows, but they do. God knows. And someone else usually knows, but most of all, you know. And with that, though, I was very satisfied and felt I won because I actually took a snowflake medal home and I saw my mom. And at that point in life, I really realized that some things are more important than being fastest down the mountain or the richest or the most famous or the most beautiful or have a gold medal hanging around my neck. And in that, I hope you and I are no different.
So many great stories in Penny's book, and time is going by so quickly here. I want to talk about some of the several defining moments that were pivotal in shaping your life during the time you trained to be that world champion skier, that racer that we talked about. Talk about some of those that come to mind.
Yes. Well, one time I was skiing a race course, and I came down. It was a training course, and I thought I did terrible. I threw my poles down, acting my self-pity self. And Dad just said, stop that. Pick up your poles, and I want you to go back up the chairlift and think about only what you did right, not what you did wrong. And so it's interesting because if you think about what you did right and focus on that sort of thing, it kind of brings you out of a slump and yes. You keep doing more what's right. And then I got afraid about falling one day because I never fell. And I said, Dad, what happens if I fall? And he said, don't think about falling and you won't fall. And I went, oh, okay. And I didn't talk about it, never did. And so, and for Dad, it was always about focusing on what you could do and what you did have, not what you couldn't do and what you couldn't have. So those were three very significant things.
Penny's book is The Ultimate Victory. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Stratton-press.com is a great place to look. And we'll give you that before the end of the program again. Was there a defining moment that began the era for your healing and reshaping your identity? Was there something that really was the cornerstone of that?
Yes. And that was the era that I did 4 Ironman triathlons. And I'm not sure, Rick, if you know what they are. But they're a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.2-mile run in succession the same day. So I was lying on the couch one day, Sunday afternoon after a good lunch, and the Ironman triathlon came on television. And my husband saw it and told me, you ought to do that. And he was my husband at the time. Since then, I've had 2 failed marriages. So, you know what I mean? So and overcome. But my initial reaction to that was panic. And I thought, wow, could I or would I or dare I chance failing in a world-class athletic competition? Because this happened to be the world championships that I would be entering. And then I went, besides that, I'm a Christian woman. Can Christian women do this? And because I was so caught up in that religious spirit of religious part of that. And after much prayer and seeking God, I just felt God whisper to my heart. I heard him say, Penny, you can do anything if I lead you to do it. And then he said, I'll use this to begin your healing. I'll be your coach in the spirit, like your dad was coach in ski racing. And he promised me that he would show me a depth of his faithfulness and unfailing love that I'd never know otherwise. All I needed to do was move with him moment by moment, not figuring anything else, but simply trusting him for the outcome.
You mentioned that you did 4 of the Ironman triathlons, and I'm sure each one sort of distinctive and you learned something from that. Was there anything that comes to mind that was really a valuable lesson for Penny in going through this experience?
Yes. In the first one, they all had their incredible significance. But the first one, I sat on the pier that the night before the race, and I just had a conversation with God. And I said, God, I've never done anything like this before. This seems impossible. How am I going to finish this? And because I said I should be finished at this time tomorrow night. And it's just like he answered and he said, in the swim, you're going to do it one stroke at a time. And in the bike, one pedal at a time, and in the run, one step at a time. And that's really how I did it. And during the whole race, the entire time of training, the race up until the 18-mile of the run, the turnaround back to the finish, where I had 8 miles left to run, the Lord just whispered to my heart, and he said, you've been faithful up to now. You've stood in the face of so many trials and injury and surgeries and hardships and misunderstandings. I just want you to run free, my child. Run free and enjoy the fruit of your labor. And when I finished that night, I crossed the finish line and I knew I had won. And I didn't win first place, but I was 5th. But that night, I could take my Olympic team coat off, along with my identity of brokenness, and move on. I didn't win first place or a gold medal around my neck, but I had an enduring reward of God's faithfulness and unfailing love. And it really was overwhelming in my emotions. And it was a happiness I'd never known. And it was royal. It was kind of a royal as it was. And my mom got me this crown, flowers, after my first Ironman. Yes. So I'm going to put it on, representing that what I felt that night. It was like the happiness I knew that, and the victory that crowned my head and ignited me with the promise that healing is the children's bread. And bursting inside was a joy with a new identity of possibility that I could do all things with God if I just did what he, in tandem with him, moment by moment, not figuring anything out, but just trusting him for the outcome.
Interesting. You don't always have to be first to be a winner. Penny McCoy is our guest on the program. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end just to sort of summarize. And what do you hope we take away? I mean, I should be taking notes as we're doing this interview because you've said so much like don't stop a corner too short. You've given us a lot of sage advice to make life better for us. What do you hope we take away from reading your book, The Ultimate Victory?
I hope you take away a new perspective on winning, that winning can be many things in many situations and relationships. And perhaps winning can be doing our very best or winning a gold medal, or it can be a pure heart. Perhaps winning is freedom to be God's child, free to be the person he created you to be, and free to be who he fashioned and formed. Perhaps winning is a peace when you go to sleep. I mean, how wonderful it is to go to bed in peace, or to rise with a joy in your heart, or hope held tight. You know, winning is so many things, but most of all, winning is love. It's really the heart of God as our Father, and our chance to overcome as his child, transforming us into the person he created us to be, carrying out his plans, doing the wonderful things he spoke for us to do as his masterpieces. In that, you and I are no different. But I really want to leave you with this one thing, and that is God's way of doing things, or his kingdom governing, is always reciprocal. So in the light of that, God is our ultimate victory. And in the light of that, and the reciprocity of his kingdom, we as individual children are his ultimate victory on the earth today. And I just want to tell you each that you are all important. You are all significant. You are all highly loved, and each and every one of you matter. And that's what I really want to leave with you today.
Well, it's a great way to end the program. Back with us on the program has been Penny McCoy, talking about her book, The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness. Penny has been with us to talk about the book, I Am Amidst You Now. You can find that book as well. And I understand a third book will be available soon, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Penny, it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program. So much in the conversation today. Thank you for sharing the book with us on the program. It is always a pleasure. Hope to do it again soon. Thank you for being with us.
Me too. Thank you, Rick. Very much. Say hi to Otto.
Yep, he's back pushing the buttons back in Indiana. So I will do that. And the book again is The Ultimate Victory, Fulfilling Destiny Through Freedom, Healing, and Wholeness. Penny McCoy, our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.